What's the best way to wire a brain? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jim Hutchins, professor of health science at Weber State University, delves into the synapses to find out.
There are 80 billion nerve cells or neurons in the human brain. Each of these neurons clasps 10,000 partners at synapses, where they use chemical signals to communicate with each other. I'm a developmental neuroscientist, so my student researchers and I are very much interested in the question, how did it get that way? We know the rule book for constructing a human brain has fewer and more cryptic instructions than an average IKEA chair. Yet, with only a small rule book, we can still make all the connections we need to make to create a brain that can play Bach's Suite No. 2 in C minor on a cello, or caress a lover, or swing at a baseball with incredible accuracy. Early in brain development, as we leave our mother's wombs, we overproduce synapses. 1/3 of these contacts will not survive into adulthood. There is a Goldilocks zone of brain development. We are looking for a just right number of connections, not too many and not too few. How does the developing brain pick winners and losers to get to just right? We would think that having more connections is a good thing and having fewer is a bad thing. It's true that in intellectual disability, both the connections and their landing sites are sparser than in neurotypical individuals. But in autism, researchers have shown that the differently wired brain has too many rather than too few connections. The typical landing zones of synapses are called dendrites, by analogy with a tree. Neuroscientists use the term pruning to describe the shearing of synapses that are superfluous. Autistic individuals have what is called a pruning defect. A gardener needs to prune to help fruit trees reach their maximum potential. The gardeners of the brain need to prune synapses to help the brain reach its maximum potential.
That was Jim Hutchins of Weber State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.